Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30. Right. Have we got everything now?
I think so. I've got extras of most things, so don't worry if this doesn't work first time.
OK. Assembly. Step 1.
Take a straw and fold it in two. No, not like that. These plastic ones are quite hard to fold. Try pinching it in the middle. That should make it easier to bend. You may even have to bite it, but not too hard. You want a sharp crease, but you don't want to break it.
How's this?
Good. Now, second step. Wrap a rubber band several times around the ends to hold them together.
Then?
Add weight to the diver.
So, this straw is the diver?
Yes. See how I'm pulling the outside end of a paperclip out a bit? Now, hook the part I bent out into the rubber band that's holding the straw together. No, not that way. It'll fall off. That's right. Turn it over. Now, hook two or three more paperclips on. It's hard to say how many we'll need. The idea is to get the diver to be almost all the way submerged, but not quite. We can put it in this tall cup of water to test it.
What do you think? Too buoyant? Add another paperclip?
I think so. OK, on to the next step. Have you got the empty bottle?
Not quite.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not quite empty.
Pour some into this cup for later. Good. Now, fill the bottle with water all the way to the top and we'll gently lower the diver in. Great. Now, put the cap back on.
And then?
The final step is the demonstration of our experiment. You will see that when I squeeze the bottle, the diver sinks. And when I let it go, the diver rises.
When you squeeze, the air bubble trapped in the straw compresses and the water rushes in, making it heavier, so it sinks. And the reverse happens when you release the bottle. What's the coat hanger for?
Oh, that. If our experiment didn't work the first time and our diver stayed on the bottom, we'd have had to fish it out with a piece of wire or a hook of some kind. It's best to be prepared.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.